The Mardi Gras Film Festival opens tonight and runs for 2 weeks. And I've got creative director Lisa Rose and Monica, director and writer of Ellie and Abby and Ellie's Dead Aunt. Am I saying that right?
You There's are saying it there. Correct. Yes.
Thank you both so much for being here.
Thanks for having
us. It's very exciting. We've all thrown this together a little bit last minute, but it's so exciting. I'm just so glad that I got to get on to you guys. So question for you, Lisa, heading straight off the bat. I mean, Mardi Gras Film Festival has been around for 27 years.
Yes.
How has the festival kind of changed and developed since then? A bit of a big question just to kick you off with.
Yes. Well, it's thankfully not my 27th year of the festival director. Because I'd be exhausted. More than I am right now. So basically in 1993, Queer Screen is a not-for-profit charity that was founded by a group of Sydney-based queer filmmakers who really wanted to make sure that queer stories were getting told and shown on screen. And basically probably the most significant thing that has changed over that 27-year period is the sheer volume of films that we have available to program. There would have been points in the years past where it was almost like if you made a queer film, it was going to get played at a queer film festival. But now we actually have, you know, hundreds and hundreds of submissions. And
wow.
We don't, unfortunately, get to play all of them. And there are really good films that miss out. There's probably a lot more diversity in not only story, but in also the people telling the stories. There's probably more authenticity in what's being told now. There's different people's faces on screen. We obviously have a lot more trans stories and non-binary stories and pansexuality and just a really great breadth of the LGBTIQ+ experience.
And one of those incredible films that you're talking about is Monica's film, which is premiering tonight. You're kicking off the festival.
We are. We're kicking it off.
And you're the first Australian film to do that.
Australian feature film, yeah.
Australian feature film. Yes, we are.
How incredible. So can you tell us a little bit about your film?
Yes, my film is a rom-com about a girl called Ellie who wants to ask another girl in her class, Abby, to the formal. And as she goes to do that, her aunt, who was a lesbian in the 80s, comes back as a ghost, basically, or a fairy godmother of sorts, to basically help her out and give her advice straight from the 80s.
That's awesome. And I mean, so it's a rom-com, right?
Yes.
What kind of made you want to write a rom-com rather than just a drama or a straight romantic?
Because I love rom-coms and I could definitely, and it was something I wanted to see. Like, I wanted it. And I remember when I was writing it, I wrote it so quickly because it was like I was having so much fun telling myself this story that, you know, I just wanted it to exist. And then also to have something like a film that could also exist in like a family film space, because I think that is something like, because I love queer cinema and there's a lot of queer films that I deeply love, but like not many of them I could watch with my mum, like, well, almost.
Very true.
Yes.
So this year the theme is Evolve, Emerge, Fly. Mm-hmm. Lisa, do you mind kind of unpacking that kind of theme for us a little bit?
Yeah, sure. So during the whole sort of process of programming this year, I really sort of noticed the diversity of genre that we were having. So, you know, there was a point in time where, you know, there was just coming of age films and coming out films and all that sort of thing was the predominant story that was getting told about LGBTIQ+ people. But now there's just so many different things that are getting told. We have 15 different genres represented in the festival, which is the highest number that
wow.
I've come across. We actually have a program strand about queer horror films, which is a genre that is really kind of taking off. And we've also got historical fiction, which obviously everyone loves historical fiction.
Yeah.
We all love a bit of historical fiction. And we've even got science fiction, which is fantastic because genre films, because they're often more expensive to make, they don't get made about queer people because it's hard to get funding, as I'm sure Monica can attest to.
I can.
Oh, man. Well, look, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, that's all the time we've got. Honestly, I love queer film. I mean, it's been such a, like, amazing thing in the last few years for me when I came out. It was, like, one of the first things I did was go with my now girlfriend to the Queer Film Festival, which is in September.
Excellent.
So, yeah, and so it was so exciting to, like, meet people behind that bring this to life. So thank you both so much for coming in. Good luck for the premiere tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And for the rest of the festival. We'll pop all the links up online so if you at home want to come in and see stuff. I know tonight's sold out because...
Tonight is sold out, yeah. But there is a encore screening on the 23rd of Feb,
there
Sunday the 23rd of Feb.
Excellent.
And look, if you want to try, come on down. You might get a ticket on the door tonight, if you're lucky.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Mention my name at the door. No, no.